Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures had a really strong start to this week with December corn up 6 cents, $3.93. November beans up 8 and 3 quarters at 8.83 even. Chicago wheat in December up 16 at 5.01 and closed just 3 quarters of a cent off of their high. Kansas City December up 13 and a half at 4.95 and 3 quarters, about 3 cents off their high. Today was the last trading day for September grains, so we'll roll to the front months of December for the corn, December for the wheats, and then still November for soybeans, but December will become the front month. And Friday's USDA stocks and production report had a bit of a surprise on beans. A lot of people thought that it was bearish for the soybeans, but today's market and even Friday late, the market acted quite strong in exact opposite fashion of what everybody thought that report showed. But corn is reflecting their report, which that report was they tightened the yield about 1.4 bushels from last month, and then that lowered the production down to 13.585. Now, the world-ending stocks were large in the wheat, about 226.56 million metric tons. It's one of the biggest ones we've ever seen and has a lot of people baffled on the rally here on the wheat, but anytime wheat goes up, we will take it.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
We kicked off this morning with an export report. It was a little bit bullish for wheat. We were expecting 13 to 18 million bushels, and it was 23.8 million. And so about 5.5 million bushels higher than the average guess. Corn was a little disappointing at 27.9 million bushels, expecting 29 to 37. And then beans were just a little bit above the range at 13.6 million bushels. The range or average guesses were from 9 to 13. The FSA enrollment numbers will be out this week, tomorrow morning. That will give us a little bit more detailed information on how many acres we'll have of corn and beans, and that's tomorrow. Today was the last trading day for the September grains again. Tomorrow we'll also have the NOPA crush report, that National Oilseed Producers crush report. The idea is that when bean prices go down, the crush number goes up, so we're expecting a pretty good NOPA crush number. And then this Friday, we've got the cattle on feed report, which will give us an idea how many cattle are on feed. That number has been growing because of the larger inventory number, so that number has been going up. That will be Friday at 2 p.m. And then Wednesday and Thursday of this week, we've got the Fed FOMC meeting, which should give us some indication on interest rate policy.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle up 87 at 141.47, December up 80 at 143.17. October feeder cattle down 30 at 194.80, with November up 12 at 187.47. October lean hogs down 50 at 66.82, and December down 40 at 62.25. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat up 11 and 3 quarters at 470 and 3 quarters. December up 14 at 496 and a quarter. December Chicago wheat 16 and a quarter higher at 501 and a quarter. December corn up 6.5 and 393 and a half. March up 6.5 at 404 and 3 quarters. November soybeans up a dime at 884 and a quarter. January up 10 at 887 and a half. October cotton down 58 at 63.51. December down down 58 at 62.55. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.